Welcome everybody. Shir number 1277. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Bemer Bar and Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lirafua Shalema Peril Bas Reza Blima. Getting back to Amalacha Ma'amer Gathering. Okay, so we are in the middle of talking about the Malacha Ma'amer Gathering and the part of it that whereby Uvda Dechoil, the concept of Uvda Dechoil, a weekday activity. That's a little literal translation, but there's a lot more involved than just that. How that applies in reference to Ma'amer Gathering, and we've been talking about the fact that if somebody has, in general we say Ein Ma'amer Acher Ma'amer, in other words, if somebody gathered fruits during the week, right, put them into a basket, put them into a box, whether they picked them or they fell down or whatever, but they gathered them together and then they left them outside. So now the question is, somebody by mistake tipped over the box, or somebody tipped over the basket, and we'll talk about in the house how that works. But so the mice, somebody tipped it outside. So just the chazrov, we said in general, one should, if they spread out in a large area, you know, a lot of fruit spread out in a large area, so then one has to be careful not to go ahead and to gather them back into a basket or back into a box. It falls under the guidelines of the dechal, even though they were already gathered together from before Shabbos. So it falls under those guidelines because it's a bothersome type of a thing which it falls under the guidelines of the dechol under ma'amer. Okay, but if we said if they're very close in close proximity, I taka saw the sefer Shabbos b'Shabbat. They want to say in general within dalar amos all around. In general, we say dalar amos four amos all around. A person is like the general, you know, his general area, something along those lines. We'll see if we can read it inside. We'll get back to that. But the point I want to make today, what I want to just discuss a minute, so that's if they just spilled out. And again, we'll see how that applies in the house. You have it a lot. These farm bring down an interesting concept that by enough roof, a lot of times, nowadays they throw pekala or whatever, but they used to throw they still throw today, the candies, it's not so again, but you have nuts, various types of nuts, and these just throw apparently apples or fruits and these type of thing. You don't have it so much today, but there were items which grew on the tree or which grew from the ground that were thrown, and now they became scattered all over in the shul, in the house. On Simchas Torah, they talk about. We'll see in the how that works. And the question is now: somebody wants to gather it all together. I'm going to gather it all together and put it into a box. So one second, I know that in the field, right? So in the field, we said if something spilled out from the box, something spilled out from the basket, even though it was already picked, it was gathered from before Shabbos, but not to go and regather it when it's spilled and it's spread out all over the place, that I can't do. So we said, what's the eight? So you pick up what you need for the meal or whatever, two or three, or whatever you need to eat for the Shabbos meal. So we'll see. And another thing I want to mention also, the Mishabira and the Biralacha talk about, well, what about what I'm going to do? Let's say, could I do this? I have plums spilled out all over. So good. I won't put them back into a basket. I won't put them back into a box. I'll put them in my pocket, right? I'll put them two or three in my pocket and I'll bring them into the house. And then again, this is a case in time where it was gathered together before Shabbos. Otherwise, you can't do it on Shabbos. Fruits that fell down, whether they fell during the week or on Shabbos, doesn't make a difference. Gathering it the first time cannot be done on Shabbos. That's the malacha min haTorah of gathering. But again, they were already gathered from during the week. Now they spilled out. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Biralacha, talks about, what about, I'll just put a few in my pocket and I don't, the bedafka, need them for Shabbos per se. So you'll say, well, that's achana, that's preparation for the week. But no, I'm afraid an animal shouldn't eat them up. They shouldn't get spoiled. They shouldn't get ruined. So it's really, I need the fruits. Right, I want to protect the fruits. They're not muksa. They fell during the week, and they were gathered during the week, so it's not muksa, but I want to save the fruits. I mean, it's a lot of fruits over there. The animals are going to come, they'll eat them up, or they're going to get spoiled, they'll get rotted out, or whatever. It's hot outside. Whatever the case is, be it as it may, there's no issue over here with hachana preparing for the week, if that's the case. So the Mishnah Berurah Biralacha talk about putting it into one's pocket. I'll take two or three and then I'll bring it in the house. And then again, I'll go outside and I'm not gathering in no basket, no box. But in the house, after I go five times back and forth, I put two or three in my pocket, right? Which is not the normal way of gathering. That's not how somebody gathers. I mean, nobody gathers fruits in their pockets, you know? You go around with a basket, you go around with a box. So it's not really similar to the Malacha, but I'll put two or three in my pocket. I'll bring it inside. Again, I'll put two or three in my pocket, bring it inside. And inside, I'll put it in the basket. Inside, I'll put it into a box or whatever the case is. So the Mishnah Berurah B'Halacha, they bring down from the Gra, who says, no, that should not be done. Interesting. But the point I just want to talk about today, a minute, we'll talk, try and get to all that. But in reference to if it got mixed up, the Shulchan Aruch talks about if it got mixed up with dirt. Well, so when it got just spread out, so then it's a question of the Dechoyl, right? So then we want to look at how far away was it spread out. But now the question is, when it got spread out in the dirt, tells us the Shulchan Aruch over there also in Sif Hei, in the Shin Lamed Hei Sim and Shin Lamed Hei Sif Hei, he says when they got spread out, again, we'll talk about it in the house separately, but echad heina, it's spread out. Well, of vim nafla b'makam echad, we said fine, so that's okay. But now the question is, ella im kain, but even if it got spread, even if it spilled out into a small area, it's right, it all spilled out in the same area, right? I could stick out, I'm within dalad amas, I'm within arm's length. We've said last time, if it's within your arm's length also, Sefer Shabbos Home wanted to bring from the Sefer, Ayal Meshulish with him arm lengths and say Peshabbos Peshabbati Dalar Amos. Okay, Ela Im Kain Noflu L'Soich Tzeroyreis Fa'afriroyis Shebachatzir. But now let's say it spilled out and it got mixed in with mud, or got mixed in with dirt and leaves and who knows what else over there. Schmutz and dirt on the ground that's outside. So now the question is, I want to take it out. So now you have a bigger problem. Now it's so then it's a bigger problem. So the Meshulchan Aruch says, She'az malakeit echad v'aychel, you could take out one at a time and eat it. But over here, and the loy litein l'secha sal v'loy l'secha kupa, not to put it into a basket or a box, but over here it's a bigger problem. Over here you have the problem of borer separating, the malachim and atoira of borer separating. So that is actually, this forum talk about that's a bigger problem, even though the Shulchan Aruch sort of puts it together, but over here it would be a major problem. You could only pull out, let's say it's fine. It just spilled out in a small little area and I want to take some and bring them inside. You could do that, but it's only in conjunction with, that I want to do it for now. I want to eat it right away. In other words, I'm having my meal and I'm going to bring him inside. We're eating the meal now, right? I'm preparing for the meal, let's say, and I want to bring in 5 apples or whatever. Or they all spilled out right away. I'll bring in 5 apples and it's going to be part of the meal, right? Or it'll be dessert for the meal or whatever the case is. So then fine, then you could bring it in and whatever the case is to rinse it off and so on. But if that's not the case, if you want to do it for shalashudas or whatever, so when it's a question of the dechoyl, so that will be fine. But over here you have a question of boire, right? Let's say Shabbos morning, it spilled out the basket, then it's spilled and it's mixed in the dirt. So I'll pull out the 5 apples for shalashudas. We're going to eat some fruits, right? We're going to eat fruits at the end of the meal for dessert or whatever, but now it's 5 hours before Shalashudas, it's the middle of the day, it's 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, you can't do that because that's the Isser of Borer Minatara, that's Mamish Borer Minatara, pulling out these dirty fruits, you're taking Oichel from Psylus, good from bad, Oichel from Psylus, for later on, that's not allowed to be done. The only way you could take out Oichel from Psylus, Oichel meaning the plum or the fruit or the apple or the whatever it is they're pulling out, the only way you could do that is if you're going to eat it, either you'll eat it right away, you're going to, whatever, you'll wash it off, clean it off, you'll eat it right away. We said you're not allowed to soak fruits. You can't soak fruits on Shabbos, but to rinse off, Lefi Ramosha, washing it off under the faucet that Ramosha held was okay. It's like a peel, but only again if you're going to eat it right away. I want an apple, so I'll take an apple that fell over there and I'll take it and I'll just wash it off. I'll eat it now. Fine, so that you could do. Or we're sitting down to the meal now. I'm preparing for the meal. Half hour, I'm preparing my everything for the meal. It takes me half hour. Within that half hour, I could take out those couple of fruits that we're going to eat by the meal. Fine. I could bring it in. But if it's for something for later on, that becomes the Isser of Borer, separating good from bad for later on, which is also Mamash Min HaTorah. So that's a lot worse than Uvda Dechoyl. So one has to be careful. That's just the Shulchan Aruch brings down those two cases together, but the second case is worse than the first, because the second case is where it fell into dirt, per se. In the first case, it's on the floor. It's right there. It's not mixed up. It's right up on top. But if it fell mixed in with dirt and pebbles and who knows what else over there, now we're not talking about the case where you get a test out moving pebbles and stones, which is all muksa, the leaves, all that stuff is muksa, obviously we understand, but I could just take it out, there's no issue over there, because it's tilta min atzad for the thing that I need, which is the apple or the plum, or fine, but it's a question of borer. So unless it's being done right away with the guidelines of borer, I'm going to eat it right away, or I'm just in the middle of preparing for the meal, which we're going to sit down to eat right away, if within conjunction of the preparations for the meal, then it will be fine. Otherwise, one would be, it would be us to pull it out, alt borer. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha and Baruch Hu. Cult of